The Greens have described the final COP26 deal as a rebuff to the federal government. Under the agreement, leaders will be summoned again to meet at the United Nations in 2022, 2024 and 2026 to discuss climate finance pledges and provide updated emission reduction targets. Greens leader Adam Bandt says this will make Australia more accountable.
ScoMo helped sabotage Glasgow, but he's not going to get off scot-free. Australia stopped the rest of the world from taking action by 2030 when it counts and demanded that more coal and gas go into the system. But the rest of the world pushed back.